Yeah. It's time.
You got them.
Yep.
Hello, I'd like to call this meeting order, and the opening and purpose of the hearing is to receive public comments on a proposed amendment to the Code of Ordinances to add to Chapter 19 zoning, Article 3, District Regulations, Division 1 generally, a new section 19-84 titled K Avenue Mixed Use Overlay District. Notice of this public hearing was posted as follows at Town Hall on the Town website on November 22nd, Island Gazette on November 22nd, December 4th, and December 11th. Zoning hearing signs on December 2nd. Letters of notice to Cure Beach business owners, certified return receipt letters of notice to affected property owners were mailed on November 22nd. At this time, I'd like to call Craig, come on up here. I'd like to make a couple comments before we get started, because this is his planning and zoning's actual work. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Just a little bit of background regarding what's before us. In the Curie Beach, most current land use plan for Curie Beach identifies K Avenue as an area possibly for mixed use. And what mixed use really is, it's an examination of trying to see if you can combine both residential and certain types of commercial activities within one particular area. It's become a very, very important and popular process in many communities throughout the United States at the present time. We were charged by the council about 2 years ago, the Planning Commission was charged by the council about 2 years ago to examine this and develop a proposed ordinance that could be brought forth for public hearing and for consideration by the council. We have done that. We've actually held one workshop with the community. We've looked at about 100 different overlay ordinances. And that's the way we decided to do, rather than try to look at a rezoning, which involves a lot of complications. Typically what is done is what's called an overlay district, where you don't change existing zoning maps, but you simply overlay a district on top of an existing zoning map. And so that's what we're proposing here. Essentially, we have gone through several iterations of this. We have passed it before the Planning Commission attorney, who has come back with recommendations that we then incorporated. And after about 2 years, we are now bringing that before you. A couple specific things here, and I'm sure this will come up in terms of public hearing, is that we were very cognizant and careful about trying not to make this a commercial district as such. Our proposal is that what would be allowed, and actually the existing zoning does allow certain type of activities that people would be surprised at, schools and professional offices and things like that. So we're only adding a few elements to what is already existent in the zoning for this particular stretch between 3rd and 7th Street on K Avenue. In particular, basically very light retail, such as gift shops, with the idea that these sort of things would be allowed on the first floor, and then you'd have to have residential on the second or third floor above it, which is very typical for mixed-use type of planning. And then also very light, and we have certain specifications in terms of very light food service, like a coffee shop or something like that, so we have limitations on that. We also have very strict recommended rules regarding landscaping, regarding signage, and those sort of things, again, trying to minimize the impact on any residents in this particular area regarding the commercial aspect, but still allow some additional commercial use of K Avenue between 3rd and 7th. And so we unanimously voted to bring this forward to the council last meeting, and that's where we are today.
Any questions? Thanks. We'd like to call the first person up, and Chuck, where's that? Chuck Nolan? There you go.
Can you tell me what address is that?
315 Harper Avenue.
Thank
Thank you for an opportunity to speak on this subject. I'm glad to see that we're moving in this direction to expand the business area in Cure Beach. The problem I have with this question, though, is to require residential dwelling over top of the business. Now, is that what we say we're doing here? To have a business and then have a residential unit required over top of the business?
That's part of the recommendation.
Right. So if you're having a business below on a 50-foot lot, largely, and you're having a residential up above, where are we proposing the parking for this kind of situation on a 50-foot lot?
First come, first serve.
Sir?
First come, first serve.
First come, first serve.
No.
Wouldn't want to base a business on that premise. Actually, if I couldn't have enough parking spaces to allow someone to get out and walk in to do some business, then 15 tables for serving food wouldn't be an accommodation that I'd be happy with. So I'd like to have the committee of the council consider not requiring a residence over top of the business. If we're going to do a business, then let's do a business and not make a requirement for a residence as well. Our lots are just not allowed. I'm big enough to allow such things that I don't think. And that's all I have to say about that.
Thanks, Chuck. Mark Ziegler, and he is 128 Cardinal Drive, Department of Commerce, Division of Commercial Assistance.
Community Assistance.
Community Assistance, okay.
Yes, good evening. I was contacted by Nancy Avery in the fall. I'm a community development planner with the Department of Commerce, and I've looked at the proposed ordinance, and I just had one comment. I also gave Nancy a report on Friday on recommendations and ideas that I have with regard to the mixed-use district. One of the comments I had from looking over the proposed draft language ordinance would be that over time consideration be given to not allowing parking in the front lawn area where the structures are right now. It's been found in a lot of mixed-use studies that it's detrimental to have parking in the front, like traditional car-oriented strip development. We don't, obviously, you wouldn't want that for your town. So, and I have some language in the report that I don't know if you've had a chance to read yet, but I guess in the near future you will be able to. So that's what I wanted to bring to your attention, and that if there are, I didn't see, it looked like there were requirements to have on-site parking off the street on the lots, and that potentially would pose problems over time if enough commercial activity came to be with the mixed use, because there would be conflict of people trying to park and then people accessing the commercial activity and pedestrian activity. So that's the comment I have.
Do you have your comments in writing?
Yes, I do, in the report that I gave to Nancy on Friday.
Okay, I would request that Nancy give that to Craig and to John.
And I also sent a copy to
Council.
I also sent a copy to Craig this morning.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Ronnie Purnell, and it's 109
South Fifth.
South Fifth Street, excuse me. There you go. Thanks. All right.
You fellows are beginning to make me paranoid. I keep thinking you don't really love me. It seems like everything we do, we hit me one way or another. I certainly do appreciate it. I'm not real concerned about this because I think it will never happen. I'm going to be a negative little bit here on it. About the only thing I can see ever happen is some lady opening a beauty shop or some guy with a little bitty barber shop or something like that. I do not understand, or we're not changing, in my estimation, we're not changing the zoning. Is this correct?
Correct.
Yes. And it is remaining a...
R-A-2.
Now, what now?
R-A-2 was an overlay.
R-A-2, okay. What's all this?
Right, that's right.
And we're going to change the zoning for this one R-A-2, or are we going to change the allowed uses, I mean, allowed uses for this one R-A-2, or are we going to change every R-A-2 in town to conform to the same rules?
It's and just not this one.
If not one. So, well, as an overlay district, the proposal for planning zone is just the lots adjacent to K Avenue.
An overlay district is a zoning district.
I'll ask Craig to explain exactly, yeah, but basically it modifies portions of a district versus the whole district.
It doesn't change the zoning. What it does is it overlays a designated area where this would apply. And one of the reasons is when you actually look at the zoning for K Avenue, it extends behind just those property that are adjacent to K Avenue. So if we were to change the zoning or try to apply this to all of the residential area, that means that the properties that would be off of K Avenue that are still part of the RA would be allowed under this, and that's not the intent. The intent is just to look at that K Avenue. So the best way to do that is just this overlay district.
Intent is a nasty word, and we keep finding that out in zoning around. Intent's a word never should be used in zoning. Because every judge will find it different, won't he? Like I say, I have no real problems because I don't think this is ever going to be developed like it is. I think it's going to be extremely, as time goes along, I think the value of those lots will be extremely good because it has the great view going down towards Klang, and I don't think we're going to tie it up in small businesses. But be that it is me, I'm not going to really fight on this one because I... It's just, you know, I just think it's not logical. And that's all I got to say.
Thank you.
Till the next.
Okay. Thank you. Marvin Rouse, 403 K Avenue.
All I have to go by as far as multi-use is what I understand where the Pierview Colleges are. Those projects designed to go there, and I do have this that I got from the last time I was here. Now this really looks fantastic as far as the drawing. Everybody see this? Familiar with this? Okay. This short side here is where the Pierview Cottages are right now. The second page of this site first plan, okay, the scale is 1 inch to 20 feet. All right. On this, which has been done away with, there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 proposed businesses in that little area down where those four cottages are. Now, if my measurement is right, there would be, that's roughly, well, they figure 96 feet, so it's a little over 12 feet wide. For a business, what kind of business would go in 12 foot wide? That's my question. Also, from the drawing, or this architect thing, the proposed sites of this, which has been canceled, from the front to the back of this, these places is 40 feet. That's on this proposed deal. Okay. Now, let's go back to this second page again. Now, that would mean that was on the drawing, there's a porch on the front of these buildings, so that would cut down on the amount of inside room or cube or square feet. We live in at 403 K Avenue. It's on a 25-foot lot. Been that way since the 30s. We have a little over 700 square feet there, and it's comfortable the way we have it laid out, but it's not. It's about, I think, 57 feet long total of what we have. My question is who would live on the first floor, so to speak, and who would live on the second floor? Because if you have 8 different businesses there, somebody's going to always be above, somebody below, somebody as far as living. I forget who said it a while ago, but multi-use, I don't understand who would want to live above or below somebody and have a business that's 12 foot wide. I don't understand that. Are there any businesses in the present district that are 12 foot wide down there?
Mm-hmm.
You know anybody, Dave?
Not unless it's the old t-shirt shop. I don't know if that's 12 feet. I never measured it.
Okay, well now you take the t-shirt shop. Well, that kind of makes sense.
I'm not even sure if it's more than 12 feet. I just know that's the smallest one down there, right? So.
Well, see, going back to this really looks great. But if you count the places for 8 feet, that's where the four cottages are right now. That's 100 feet. I like the two blue places on the corner up here, Don Shank on their property right there. In that area, that would be like having 8 shops for those two. I don't understand that. Okay. I'm talking about swimming pools back there, and I think what I'm trying to say is that the concept is probably good if it would have the visual or the actual footage that it shows, but the land's not there. I don't understand the reason on that.
Sir, is there a date on that? Or
yes, ma'am.
Remember?
The street view, this was done by the Center Point architect, dated 11-16-05.
Yeah, and that was, 8 years ago? With the hearing and the proposal is not what's on that paper. That was just that architect's recommendation.
I certainly understand that.
So I hope this is not up for approval.
I understand. Okay. But as far as Craig, is this different from as far as multi-use, the size you want to build stuff at?
We're not specifying any architectural description for multi-use. This is simply would allow it under certain conditions. I mean, you could actually have an existing house that's there and simply add a commercial, very light retail, say a gift shop or something like that on the first floor. You wouldn't have to build something like that. That might be allowed, but that would have to go through a whole different type of planning process. You know, picture like that. This simply allows people that have an existing building, or they could build something new, but have an existing building that would want to have maybe a very light commercial or professional shop on the first floor under their existing building that would be on K Avenue.
Yeah. But, well, see, to me, this is a misconception. But I do appreciate getting the letter letting me know about this down here.
Thank you. And now we can have Miss Nancy Rouse. Where's...
Come on, Nancy.
Okay, thanks. And Larry? Larry Altman, 505 K Avenue.
You're allowed to have 24 feet of town property.
I'm certainly not opposed to change, and I think that as a town grows, there needs to be change. We're not 1950. We're not even 1980. I remember riding through here in 2003, and I've seen a lot of change before I built here, and I've seen a lot of change since then. There are some questions, though, that some of my fellow citizens have asked, and I kind of want to reinforce and maybe ask a couple of my own just to make sure that when we do make a change, we do it the right way. Hopefully, we make our mistakes in discussion and not in application of the change. One of the things that, a question I have that I haven't heard asked so far, I believe it was mentioned that many other areas have already tried this mixed use. Do we have any information on what happened to the property values before and after the application of mixed use? Has there been any information on that?
I have to refer to Craig.
We haven't specifically looked at property values, but I will say that this is a very up-and-coming trend. Southport has mixed use. Riceville Beach has three areas that are mixed use right now, and I believe they're going to implement another one, too. So it's certainly something that, you know, I think if there was a decrease in property values, you wouldn't see this trend by these beach communities to do the sort of things that we're talking about right now.
Right. I would request to the council that to protect the present citizens on K Avenue, that you do try to at least do a little bit of research on property values in places that it's already been implemented. It'd be kind of nice to reinforce your goals, and it would certainly be a calming effect for the citizens that are here now. I also, with Chuck, mentioned that it's my understanding that there has to be a residential on top of the business, and I have no problem with that, except my 50 by 100 foot lot barely holds my two vehicles. And I understand that the setbacks, I'm only allowed a 24 foot wide driveway, so how are we going to handle the parking? Now, this summer, you all witnessed the cars under the present condition park in the bike lane on the north side of K, all the way up through 7th, and blocking people's yards. The house across from me, they don't have a designated driveway, so they were locked in two or three times during the season from events that we had, which is good for the town, but we do have a parking problem, and I don't have any answers, but it's something that makes a real need to be analyzed. And I want to ask the council, what is the situation as far as a sidewalk on the north side? Are we going to have a sidewalk, or are we not going to have a sidewalk? If we do, then that's going to block the parking that's going on in the bike lane now. So that removes all of those parking areas, right? No?
No. The sidewalk comes up what's left, you know, the K Avenue on the north side.
Right.
And I haven't seen the exact details of how they're going to do it, but it leaves a space in front of the sidewalk.
I observed some survey going on, and I didn't see a space for a car to be parked in front of that sidewalk.
Chuck kind of ramrod this thing, so.
No, there isn't any. There's a space, but it's between the sidewalk and the curb or the road.
Yeah.
A small space.
It's a bike lane.
That's
not a
parking
place.
But it's not a parking place. It's only about 3 foot.
Yeah.
That's where the mailboxes or anything, sign on things can go into that area. So the parking would have to be inside of that. if it's possible. And of course, at each location would be driveways where you can go over the sidewalk and park inside of that.
Sure. Okay, keep in mind now, you've got 24 feet. You've got residential, and you've got residential up here, and you've got business down here. And we already have people parking all the way to 7th now when the town has an event. So that's a challenge. It's a real challenge. I presume that all the setbacks are going to remain as is for the lots that are down there now. Is that the plan?
Yes.
Okay. So there's not going to be any relief from some of these questions due to change in setbacks.
No.
Unless you do make a change. The discussion on the Pier View cottages, and I know that's not been approved, but it is a possibility.
Well, it was approved at the time.
Okay. If there were 8 businesses, and let's say that for those businesses, you got 2.5 cars per business because you got somebody that works there, and hopefully you got a customer, not even counting the residential above, which hopefully would be on the backside. You're talking about 20 parking places just for the business end of that situation, if it did occur.
Well, it met the parking requirements at that time.
Yeah. But we're tightening up. I mean, I think you get what I'm saying.
Yeah.
It would, and I know this hasn't been considered, but if we had, like, I Avenue, if we had a median, it would be a much better plan, because then you could do parking in the median and then have your mixed use on both sides of the street. That would work, but you guys have got a challenge that I wouldn't want to tackle. Okay. Thank you.
Thanks. Nancy, Craig?
Yeah, I thought it might be useful for the folks that are here as well as the council to realize that when we were asked to do this, we looked to see what was already allowed in the RA2 district. And I don't think a lot of people realize that. Let me just read what was already allowed without doing any of the things that we're talking about right now. Offices of recognized professions such as doctors, dentists, engineers, lawyers, architects, where the professions are carried on at a respective residence. So already you could have somebody take the first floor and make a professional office out of it, including a doctor's office, an engineering office, and so forth. You could also have dressmaking, music teaching, preserving, home cooking, laundering. You could also have churches, other areas of worship, including parish houses and Sunday schools. You could also have colleges, so you could have a beauty school, you could have a massage school. You know, you could have a lot of things that would be defined under colleges and schools, libraries, public museums, art galleries are already allowed under the RA area. And so actually, when we saw this, part of our interest was to actually protect the property owners more. So what we did, and this was without any additional landscaping requirements, sign requirements, lighting requirements, or anything like that that's already allowed. So part of our interest here was to allow a few more things. In fact, these are, that are already allowed are still in our ordinance. We've just allowed very light retail, such as a gift store, for example, which is not here, as well as a coffee shop. But we placed a much stronger protection on the property owners and surrounding areas by restricting the landscaping, by restricting the signs, the lighting, and all that sort of thing, which currently isn't in the ordinance. So, in fact, when we talk about property values, you know, we think that we're actually protecting property values and maybe enhancing property values over the existing ordinance as it stands right now.
Thank you. Nancy, you had a couple letters you'd like to read into the record.
I'm Nancy Avery, town clerk, and I have two property owners who could not be here tonight and sent email comments, and you have copies in front of you. First one is Jerry Waddell, 404 K Avenue. When we decided to buy a home in Curie Beach about this time last year, we were attracted to the charm of the community. My concern focuses on how these additional occupancies will impact the residents on Hay Avenue and the surrounding community. We do not want to see the Curie Beach charm diminished. The second one is Jerome Kelly Chadwick. Of 514 K Avenue, Unit B. I'm writing to you to voice our opposition to the proposed K Avenue zoning change. The possibility that the town could approve a commercial business close to our townhome at 514 K Avenue would hurt our property value, which already has been affected by the poor economy in recent years.
Thank you. Do we have any more comments?
I have a question.
Yes, ma'am.
My son owns 514 K Avenue.
And would you stand up and give your name and address, please?
I'm curious. You mentioned things, a whole list of professions, engineers, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. What about people have a tattoo or?
No.
You know, to be honest, if they call that a tattoo school, it would probably be allowed right now.
Well, see, do we want that?
No, we don't. In fact, we were more restrictive.
Will there be restrictions? Will there be restrictions?
Oh, yes, yes. The current ordinance, you know, have restrictions. Okay. More than actually in some areas than what's currently happening.
Okay.
Any other comments? Okay, I'd like to close this public hearing. Thank you. Discussion consideration. Let's move on and wait till we get to the. And second public hearing. Yep, I know that. I'm just going to have a discussion on it. Proposed amendment to revise elimination ordinance. Yes, Andy.
The Oakton meeting and then go to your hearing.
Oh, we're trying to hurry it up. Okay. Any discussion?
Says it would be at a specific time. That means a specific time.
Okay. Any discussion?
No.
No discussion?
We have a motion.
No. Make a motion. We open the normal meeting.
Make a motion to adjourn that public hearing then? Okay.
Discussion. You made a motion to open
our meeting. Go ahead and open the meeting.
I second.
All in favor, signal by saying aye.
Aye.
Okay. What do y'all want to talk about?
So now we're open, right, Andy? Do we have to close it, or we just go on to the same public hearing?
First one. Go to the second one.
Okay. Okay. Now we'll go to this. We're going to go to the second one.
Yes, sir.
Purpose. Wow. Amendment to revise elimination ordinance. Call to order. Opening and purpose of the hearing. Is to receive public comments on proposed amendment to the Code of Ordinances to revise Chapter 19 Zoning, Article 4, 5, 6, whatever.
378.
Yeah. Sign Section 378, elimination prohibiting the use of bare light sources on commercial buildings in all zoning districts except for Thanksgiving through January 15th. Notice of this public hearing was posted as follows at Town Hall and on town website on November 22nd, Island Gazette on November 27th, December 4th, December 11th, and zoning hearing signs on December 2nd, 2013. Letters of notice to Curie Beach business owners, certified return receipt letters of notice to affected property owners were mailed on November 22nd. And I have public comments, and we have Mr. Purnell, you still here? Sir?
Oh,
okay.
I have a chance to talk about it.
Okay. This is simply to a fairly simple ordinance here. Digital lights, LED lights, and these very bright lights have become more common, what you start to see is now that businesses in particular will simply outline their buildings with the light, essentially turn their whole building into a billboard, basically. You can see this on Carolina Beach Road right now and a number of other places. And this is a concern. And so we already have language in our sign ordinances that restrict exposed lighting. So this is simply tightening up the language to prohibit that sort of illumination of the whole building with exposed lighting. This is word for word exactly out of Wrightsville Beach. We did check up and down the coast in many of the beach communities. They all have the same type of language right now. So what is before you actually is basically word for word out of Wrightsville Beach. They have dealt with exactly the same issues in Wrightsville Beach. So this is the wording for that under illumination. Now, one of the things we were concerned about is, of course, allowing holiday lighting, because that, again, is exposed lighting. So we have language in here, as does Wrightsville Beach and several other communities up and down the coast, that would allow holiday lighting between Thanksgiving and, I forget what dates we have in here, but that's flexible. But we did want to not restrict holiday lighting, but we do want to restrict the idea that you see occurring right now up and down the coast and in certain areas with the relatively inexpensive LED lighting and exposed lighting.
Thank you. Public comments, Mr. Purnell?
I'm trying my best to make y'all love me tonight. I don't have any trouble with this ordinance except for one thing. Hopefully it's not throwing the baby out with the bathwater. Lighting, to me, they can be talking about spotlights, floodlights, anything like that attached to a building. Now, you know, if they want to regulate how many, where, or whatever, that's one thing. I have a set of floodlights. It's an emergency backup. In fact, I have two of them. But an emergency backup if the sign goes out in the motel, because the sign is the exterior light. We need those. My pool was installed with no light inside it. Now, lights on a post don't cut it for the health department. We got to have direct light where you can see all the way to the bottom of the pool. And we have always used floodlights and spotlights there. And there has been a couple of occasions in the past where we had some rowdy folks running around Kiri Beach that we put up motion lights and things like that around behind the buildings, trying to pick up anything for safety. I would like to make sure maybe we take a close look at this thing and make sure that we have provisions for emergency lighting and what have you, or ground plot of some of the things. Otherwise, I've got no problem with it.
Thank you. Anybody else? Close this public hearing. Open this public hearing.
Regular meeting.
Yeah. Okay. And Santa Claus, we're going to get right away. Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, I ask your indulgence. A Costco package waiting for me shortly. So can we open with prayer? Gracious God, we're in the midst of the peace on earth and goodwill toward men season. And we pray that those qualities may imbue and lead the members of the town council and all those who are associated with it. And may those qualities extend out into the residents and to the visitors of Kiri Beach. So lighten our hearts and brighten our spirits as we celebrate this particular joyous time of the year. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you very much.
Go up
there real quick.
Mr. Mayor.
Thanks.
Thanks.
Thank you. We
appreciate it.
Thank you. I'd like to call this meeting of the Kiri Beach Town Council together. And with that, we'll have a Pledge of Allegiance, so y'all bear with us. Let Santa Claus go do his Boy Scout thing. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you. Recognition and awards, we don't have any. Approval of consent agenda items.
I make a motion we approve the consent agenda.
I second it.
All in favor, signal by saying aye.
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 Adoption of the agenda.
I make a motion that we adopt the agenda as written.
Second.
Sorry.
I should let you go. A motion and a second. All in favor, signal by saying aye.
Aye.
Thank you. Discussion and consideration of presentations to council. Nope.
Yes.
Discussion and consideration of persons to address the council.
Leave it up a little longer.
Sorry. George Turner, where you at?
Right here.
That's on work parking.
My name is George Turner. I own Beach House Burgers in Curry Beach Diner. Last Tuesday, what was it?
I think it was somewhere in there.
Last night.
Well, last week met with Nancy and Sonny about the proposal downtown. Have no problem burying the cables, telephone lines, power lines. Have no problem with that. My problem is parking. This town does not have enough parking places as it is. Y'all talking about doing north side of K Avenue business and residential. Where are you going to park them? On the south side of K Avenue in front of where I'm at, you want to take out the center parking place and put a flower bed. You want to take the corner of where I'm at where people pull in to let kind of word is the right way politically, respectfully. They let people out, either to come into my restaurant, to come into Freddy's, whatever. They let them out there on that corner. I have a storm drain sitting at that corner. Two times this year we had a heavy rain. The water flooded the sidewalk, came up within 2 inches of coming in the door. Now you won't put a flower box there to dam it up more because I got water coming down the street and I got water coming down Atlantic Avenue. It won't work. Now, across the street where the fire hydrant is, you want to put another flower bed. We got a couple delivery trucks that come in there, park there long enough to unload S&D Coffee, FedEx, and everybody else. Also, during the summertime, sometimes you got motorcycles, you got golf carts that park there, and now you want to go on up to where the police park. Now you're taking out where police park, and you want to put another flyer there. Now you're taking out one and a half parking place. Now the one in the center up front at the stoplight, I understand. That's where the transformer is going to go. I have no problem with that. You got to put it somewhere, and it's got to be X amount of feet from the light, stoplight, and their panel. If you go across the street to Jack Mackrell's, their little corner they got that bicycles, motorcycles, golf carts park there sometime, you want to turn that into a flower bed. I have no problem making things pretty, but we don't have parking space down here. You tell me where we're going to put all these people, all those businesses and residential living above and everything else. Where are we going to put them? Where are we going to park them? Special events. You go with it. Perfect example when we do the downtown event. What, in April? You close off whole K Avenue. The Christmas play. You close off whole K Avenue. Okay? A lot of people don't know I'm open. And I'm just asking, where are we going to put all the parking and all these people that come down? Last year I had 3 people towed from Beach House Burgers because they went to the pier and fished. You knew where I was. No, I don't know who you are or what you are. You're not eating. I towed. And that's getting their wrong way of doing business. We just don't have enough parking place. And now you want to take away one more downtown, plus two and a half, three, where people can park golf carts and motorcycles. So what are we going to do? That's my complaint.
Thank you, George. Mm-hmm. Tommy, did you have something to say?
Yes, sir. Not going to like this one, boy. Well, I've been here in dogs at 2 o'clock in the morning, Mr. Mayor, and I've fed up with it. I'm sorry to say this, but it's the truth. Every night for the last week and a half. And I am really fed up with it. It keeps me up all night. The other night I heard him again, and I'm fed up with him. We need to put a stop to it as soon as possible. There have been dogs walking in the yard, and I'm fed up with it. We need to stop here and now.
Okay. Thanks, Tommy. Discussion and consideration of committee business, beach protection, board of adjustment.
Wait a minute, you got beach protection.
Oh.
What am I?
Ketchup? Oh, yeah, they're
going to catch up. The first piece of business we wanted to bring up was we wanted to raise Patricia Edgecombe from an alternate to a full member because we lost one other member of the committee. So I propose that to the council.
Okay. That's it. Okay.
And we need to vote on that.
Right? Make a motion we raise her from an alternate to a full member of Beach Protection.
I second.
I have a motion, second. All in favor, signal by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Thank you.
For SLAP, what Beach Protection and SLAP came up with your approval, we'd like to join the two committees. And we want to call it Shoreline Access Parking and Beach Protection Committee. We'll have 11 members and one alternate. And we will meet the first Tuesday of the month, but at 4 p.m. So we need your blessing to join the two committees, because we're overlapping a lot. What we're doing, you know, we do beach protection, then we do SLAP, and a lot
of... How many members have you got, and who will have to go?
Nobody has to go. That's what I just said. 11 members, one alternate. Yeah. Everybody stays. We're not losing anybody.
Right.
Okay. So it's up to you to...
Do we have to make two approvals, one of the combined and two to change the numbers?
Just make a motion to combine the two.
Yeah.
I prefer to call it Beach Club.
That's what
oh, hey, Andy, thanks a lot. He stole my line. Thanks a lot. I have a motion.
Part of my motion.
You want to make a motion?
Second.
I have a motion from Steve, second from Emily. All in favor, signal by saying aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Okay. Board of Adjustment. Community Center. Marketing Committee. Parks and Recreation Advisory Board. Planning and Zoning Commission. And Stormwater and Environmental Committee. Okay. Discussion and consideration of department head business, administration, finance, Nancy. Building department. John?
No.
Fire department. Police department.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Very good. Finally, good job, Chief.
Public Works department. I just like to say that between the fire department, public works, and the police chief, they had a really super show downtown. So thanks a lot, guys. We really appreciate it, especially all the work. Thank you. Discussion and consideration of old business, Native Plantings in Curie Beach.
I make a motion that the Curie Beach department heads and staff are encouraged to use native and non-intrusive plants in all public areas, period. residents and property owners shall also be encouraged by town staff to use native, non-intrusive plants on their property. Period.
If you'd like a plant, can you hear me?
I'll second that.
I have a motion and a second. All in favor, signal by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Nay. Proposed amendment adding new section 19-84 K Avenue mixed use overlay district.
So that's the question.
Yes.
Well, you go first.
Obviously,
the last meeting.
Should we have a motion first and then discuss it?
Let's discuss it. That way we have to add to the motion because I wrote my motion up, but everyone else.
Okay.
People brought up the fact about having to have residents on top. Is that part of the overlay? You have to have residents on top?
No, this is actually a residential zoning, so it's our understanding, after talking to the attorney, that there is a residential requirement in a residential zoning. So this would be an overlay that would allow certain activities to occur. I guess we wouldn't require, there's nothing here that says that the residential would have to be on top. I guess they could, you know, maybe have the front or the bottom, and they could live in the back or something like that. But it is a residential zoning, and so that doesn't change. It's simply an overlay that allows certain commercial activities on it.
So they would have to be residents and then allow business.
Because it is a residential. That's our understanding after having talked to the attorney, is that we didn't have to require residents because it's already residential zoning.
Do you have something, Steve?
No.
Yeah. So Craig, I was wondering about that because I read both the current zoning and I was going to ask you and the building inspector. So the attorney says that, but it's not written in there. So churches or parish house and Sunday school, number four under the current zoning, you wouldn't assume someone's living there, right? So, and neither would you for college, schools, public libraries, public museums, art galleries, or other public buildings. So that one was the first one, was this residence requirement. Okay, I hear what the attorney's saying, but if building inspector, if someone came to you and said they wanted to put a light, whatever the new one is, light retail, and they weren't going to live there, what would you do? Would you approve it or not, as it's written?
I wouldn't approve it at all. I'd send them straight to the special use permit process. Once I felt that it was sufficiently met,
right,
as far as the application filled out.
So because it's special use in the mix,
it'd come directly to planning and zoning. And then it would come to council for final approval.
Okay. So the one thing about this is that all of it requires a special use and still comes back to first P&Z and then council, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Certainly this is it'd be relatively easy to put a sentence in here saying that residential is required. You know, we were told that it's not required.
Yes.
It certainly could be.
I'm just wondering because it doesn't look like that's applied in the current one.
That's certainly the intention of what we're talking about.
And then the second one with three stories, the parking issue that was brought up, if you as a business were worried about parking, you could make the parking underneath and then have your business on the second floor and your residence on the third floor. If I don't think that would make money. I'm sort of like Ronnie. I don't believe that that's going to work out financially. But if you wanted to live that way, you could, right? And then the last one, the parking zones, I think the best thing for me, the best question was the whole property value impact issue. Since it's been done somewhere locally, right? I think it is a reasonable request to say what is the real impact, right? I mean, that analysis is pretty simple. You just look at the property value change for the overlay mixed district, which is public record, versus the property value in the rest of the town, and say if it's going up faster or slower or the same, right? I mean, you agree that's a pretty easy analysis?
That's already been done, you know, and we could certainly investigate and see if somebody has done. Mixed use is very, very common right now, so I wouldn't be surprised if somebody's already done a study of a property.
Well, yeah, condos were really common in the 80s, and Cary Beach didn't do that. I mean, we did it twice, and then we stopped. So just because it's common, I don't know that that's a great argument, but I think the property value argument is pretty nice for me, and I think Arlen would say he would agree with that, right? We don't want to do anything that's lowered property value, right? I think that's a reasonable request from my standpoint, I'd like to see that data before I want to vote either way, personally. And I don't think it's that slowing down the process too much, because I think that data could be here for either our January or February meeting to know.
So you'd like to make a motion to table this until...
I'd like to make a motion. I'd like to send it back to P&Z with that data to come back with it. And to and for them to think about, do we want to formally say a residence is required? Because I don't want to be fighting with someone after they've got their great plans coming to us with a special use. Oh, you got to have a residence. Well, no, this doesn't make sense. Because it doesn't make sense to me that you have to live there if that's the intent. So those are my two points.
Bring yes, that sir. Back to the January meeting?
Or February.
Yes,
however
sir.
Long it takes me to get it down.
I asked a question at the planning and zoning meeting that applied to this mixed use.
Mm-hmm.
My question was, in 1995, I came to the city and asked to open an antique shop on 305K,
mm-hmm.
and the town manager and the building inspector threw me out of the office. I mean, later.
Well, we didn't have a town manager, but I get your gist, right?
The mayor, excuse me.
Okay.
Benny Manager,
Mr. Sullivan.
So, now I'm told that I already can have a antique shop at 305 K Avenue under current zoning.
No. I don't think antique shop. You could have dressmaking, music teaching, preserving, home cooking, laundering. As long as you did it and lived there. But I don't see antique in there.
You have to live there. To have
yes, sir.
Shop.
You could have an art gallery, but not an antique.
Yeah, you could have an art gallery, but you have to live there. Yes, sir.
You have to live over top of the art gallery.
Well, you have to live there in the current zoning for any profession.
Okay.
So you could open an engineering shop and live there. Yes, sir.
As
I read it, I mean, yeah, that's how I read it.
I didn't give those added values when I asked the question.
I'm sorry, sir. I was trying to get back to Kirby's mind about it.
All right, David.
So I make a motion we send it back to P&Z with two questions. One, please review the property value impact and current mixed uses and bring data back. And two, consider do we want to explicitly say residence required in the proposed ordinance. That's my motion.
Do I have a second?
Second.
We have a motion and a second.
Let him do it. He won't have any more chances.
A motion and a second. All in favor, signal by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Thank you. Proposed amendment to section 19-378, illumination prohibiting the use of bare light sources in commercial buildings in all zoning districts except for Thanksgiving through January 15th. And this, again, is what Ronnie said, if it's emergency use, you know, I think it needs a little tweaking.
I would like for Craig to address the gentleman's question about emergency lighting.
Actually, that would be covered. We're not changing the existing, which is illumination devices such as, but not limited to, floodlights and spotlights shall be placed and shielded to prevent rays or illumination. So that language has been in there already, and I don't think it's ever affected any sort of emergency lighting. What we're adding is really the second paragraph right there, but there's already the existing paragraph about floodlights and spotlights. I mean, we could certainly add a phrase with the exception of emergency lighting. I don't think that'd be a big problem. But it's never come up with the existing language in the ordinance.
And so the second thing is, while this said, I think you addressed the concern was for commercial buildings. This would actually be all buildings, right? Is 19378 just commercial, building inspector?
No,
it's all buildings, right?
All,
so
yeah.
This is all buildings. So right. At my house, if we do this, I couldn't, from the way you've written it, from Thanksgiving to January 15th, I couldn't leave Christmas lights past January 15th.
That
would be in violation of the ordinance.
We're not. This is the same time frame as Riceville Beach. I mean, we're not...
I understand. I just want to make sure I understand the implication of the ordinance.
This would be applied to everything, because right now, you know, again, you could have people with Christmas lights up on you.
Right. Yeah. And we've had people that have done that.
Right.
I mean,
And so the other thing is, in my backyard for graduation parties, I've done that. People for weddings have done that. There's all kinds of other things where they use this type of lighting. That's my question about it. Right. So,
well, actually, under the current ordinance, one might argue that Christmas lights wouldn't be allowed, actually, because they are exposed light. So, you know, yeah, we're just trying to speak the language a little bit.
Because it says illumination from being cast upon neighboring buildings, pedestrians, and public right-of-ways, and or vehicles approaching from either direction. So as long as it's not illuminating outside of the space, you can have them all year long right now by the ordinance. But what your change does is says, okay, for my son's graduation party in 4 years, hopefully, he gets his act straight, I can't light up my backyard with Christmas lights all night.
Or party lights.
Right. Yeah, or anyone else, not just me. I mean, there's many other citizens that do this in the summer. That's why I'm asking. So it's a fairly decent change. I'm not sure exactly how to reword it, but
You know, clearly the concern we have is within the commercial districts.
I understand.
I mean, you certainly could add, say, 4 commercial districts in here and just have the supply to the commercial districts.
I'm not a business owner, but I would think they would have a concern with that. I don't know the right answer. I'm just asking the questions, right? Because, you know, I think it's important to, as we change something, you should, just like I think the good gentleman came up and said, do it in discussion so you don't regret it later. I thought it was a great comment. And that's why I want to make sure I understand it. So it's everywhere. And then it's now, instead of just, all you got to do right now is not reflect into the roadway or in your neighbor's window, and you can do anything you want with lighting on your property. That's really what the ordinance does right now. Basically, the ordinance protects your neighbor or pedestrians or traffic. What you're saying is now, we're not just going to protect people, but we're going to limit what you can do on your property. That's my question.
Right. And again, as I mentioned, the motivation for this up and down the coast and all the communities is
right.
People creating billboards out of their properties.
Yeah, I understand.
Would you like to make a motion?
No, I don't know the answer. I'm open for discussion. Steve or Chuck, figure it out.
Chuck?
Or Craig when he gets up here.
Can it not be just for commercial district and not for the residents?
Right.
Or is that the same?
Yeah, I don't know. What if the commercial...
Why don't you do it by
zone? So then do the lights at... And Big Daddy's on the corner apply or not? Or the lights on Jack Mackerel's up on their canopy?
Or Freddy's up shining up against the top of their building?
No, you allow spotlights. So this is bare light sources, I think. But I guess that's the question, right? So with it, when you write this, if we approve it, is there anything in violation right now on any of the businesses? We might not know. We might need to go look. But my question is, is there anything in violation right now if we do this? Building inspector and P&Z recommender.
The only one that I can think of, and again, I haven't driven around with specifically in this mine, is the window outlining with the LED lights on the gas station.
I think I'd like to know that. I mean, I'll take it and go look around myself, but I think the experts, you know, the guys got to enforce it should know who he's got to go tell, hey, you're now in violation, for one, and then we as council should understand who we're saying you can't do what you've been doing potentially for a while.
We already have language in the sign boards that probably would prohibit that anyway, in terms of bare lights out of the sign boards. You know, so we already have... Yeah,
we need to look at that. I don't think so.
Yes, sir.
And then, I'll be glad to relook at it, but okay. I don't know that I agree with you right now. But then Mr. Flowers, who doesn't do it anymore, he used to light the trees on his, that lot right beside him, all year long. He wouldn't be able to do that. Yeah, exactly. So we should know where it impacts, right? I don't even know if in the village there's stuff they do or not outside of Thanksgiving to January 15th. I'm not saying I'm against it. I'm saying I want to understand the impact better personally.
It sounds like there's some gray areas. Perhaps you better table that on later.
No, we don't shoot
it. Is that a motion?
Yes.
Can I ask a question? Again, guidance is
right.
Very important, I think, for B&Z.
That's right.
I mean, we'll do whatever you ask. What I'm hearing is that there's a concern that this not be applied to residential. And the second thing is, I think what you're talking about is decorative lighting. You're talking about the trees and things like that, so we could allow decorative lighting in terms of this, as well as emergency lighting. So the three things I've heard is... application to commercial, allowing decorative lighting, and then allowing emergency lighting specifically.
I think that's where I'm at, right? I'd like it to go back to PNC, and what potential impact, whatever you bring back, is there somewhere already out of conformance with what you're recommending? I think that's important for me to understand. Personally, I don't know. I hope the rest of the council feels the same way. So does that give you enough guidance or no?
Yeah, sure.
You're going to make that motion?
You're going to make the motion? Yeah. Make a motion, we send it back to PNZ with...
I'll make the motion,
we send it back to PNZ with the three issues to be resolved by PNZ and bring it back to council.
And I second.
Thank you, sir.
Okay, there's a motion and a second on the floor. All in favor, signal by saying aye.
Aye.
Thank you. Report on Port Waterway and Beach Commission inlet dredging costs. And, yeah, you want to...
Please take one and pass it down and give the ones that are left over to Nancy Hewitt so she and the attorney and Nancy Avery may have a copy. Okay. This has gotten to be a very, very complicated situation. Let me first tell you, at the Port Waterway and Beach Commission meeting last week, one of the things we had talked about and they've been talking about is hiring the engineers to collect all the data on the beaches for beach renourishment. And that was supposed to start for Curie Beach and vicinity this week. Mm-hmm. So they are moving ahead with that. Meanwhile, the most important issue and biggest issue they were discussing had to do with dredging of the inlets and how the county and municipalities in New Hanover County would pay for that dredging. Now, you probably already know the state passed a bill collecting money, $500,000 a year. Is that how much it was, John? The state's portion to pay for dredging. It's $500,000 per beach of the five or six inlets that we're talking about. And one of the problems at one of the meetings we attended, one of the state people said that since this money comes from boat fees and gasoline fees, that they may not have the money until this time next year, or at least in the fall next year. So if something happens between now and then, we have another emergency situation to address, okay? Also, we have a situation, please keep in your mind right now, with Oregon Inlet, which was not one of the original shallow draft inlets that was on the list, and they have already collected the data from the state and are in the process of preparing a proposal for the state funds, which could include all the funds that go to the other six inlets. And so that's something we need to be very concerned about and really stay on top of so that that doesn't happen. Okay. Now, to get to the local issue, each one of you were provided with a breakdown of data that Leighton Bedsall put together and was going to go over with the commission. And in this handout that Nancy has provided you, if you look on about page, he doesn't have this number, but it looks like around page four, you have his breakdown again in case you didn't bring it with you. Okay? Along with this, and he has a breakdown on the second page, but there's a question here. So I provided you with a second breakdown. This is the data that Kevin O'Grady brought and presented to the commission. He's a councilman for the city of Wilmington. He did not present it as a Wilmington request or presentation. This was something he had put together himself. Okay. Let me get to my notes here because this gets so complicated. And the, I guess what his main issue he was trying to get across was that you have the county putting in money, the city, and the three beach communities, which we're one of. And that when you do that, the people in the unincorporated areas are only paying taxes for one donation, which is the county donation, while the rest of us, like those of us here in Curie Beach and Carolina Beach, are double. We're paying city taxes to do our share, and we're paying county taxes to pay the county's share. Okay? What this boiled down to is apparently an ongoing consolidation dispute between the city of Wilmington and New Hanover County, which we definitely do not need to get into the middle of. I could probably come up with dozens of issues that we could cite where there is double taxation that is unfair to Curie Beach and to Carolina Beach. I'll throw one big one out there, and that is paying for loans for the Cape Fear Utility Commission, which does not affect anybody on this island at all, but we're still paying off those loans. This is an issue that could be discussed ad nauseum, but it appears that we could be at a stalemate. Hopefully not, but we could be at a stalemate. The county has no way at this time to tax strictly the unincorporated area without taxing the rest of us. Now, whether that's necessary or should be done, it's not the question here. The thing is, they do not have the ability right now to do that. So the city, according to Mr. Councilman O'Grady, will refuse to participate in the funding of the inlets if the county does not either double tax or at least tax separately the unincorporated areas. And the county, according to Commissioner Tom Wolf, will supposedly refuse to pay a higher percentage. See, without the city, that's going, and the city said they would pay 30%. And if they get out completely and the county has to pay a huge percentage, according to Commissioner Wolf, the county absolutely would not do that unless they take money away from an existing project, such as something the city is involved in. That's what I mean. This is an ongoing battle between the two of them. Meanwhile, there are several Port Water and Beach Commission members that are very much in favor of the issue that we have brought up, and that is during the emergency situation a couple of years ago, we ended up paying, while we really, really want to help the inlet any way we can, we ended up paying a much higher share per taxpayer than any of the other towns or the county, and that includes Carolina Beach. Mm-hmm. So I requested that they really address this issue and try to make it a little more fair for Curie Beach. Okay, as part of this, even the chairman, David Weaver, said that the biggest injustice in this whole process right now has been to Curie Beach. And he really wants to see to it that the commission resolves that issue. There were recommendations about taking funds from the Parks and Recreation Bond, which Carolina Beach and Curie Beach received less than 2% of, but we're helping to pay back the entire $35 million bond. Also, on TDA funds, if we, the dredging material we're getting out of the inlets is deposited on the beach, we might be able to use some of our county beach renourishment funds. Where'd all my notes go? So, if what this boils down to is that they're right now in the middle of this very complicated, complex issue. It's very difficult to explain, and really to explain these all of these graphs here that they've come up with, except that on every single one of them, Curie Beach has come up with a much, much lower cost, mm-hmm. with the exception of Kevin O'Grady's. Mm-hmm. So just wanted to make you aware of that. If you're interested, please come to their meeting again next month, because they will be discussing this in detail, and they would like to resolve it before any of the municipalities or the county get very far in their budget process. So we will have these monies to put in there in our budget for next year. Questions or comments?
Craig was asked to attend the meeting. I had another meeting that day, and I couldn't be in two places at once, but Craig, can you give us a little synopsis of what you heard at the meeting? And evidently, Mr. O'Grady needs his comeuppance.
Yes, he does.
Yes, I would say that what Emily has stated in a lot of detail is exactly what occurred at the meeting. I think the only thing that we could also report is when we had approved a $15K contribution. That contribution now looks like it has the potential to be between $7,500 and $2,100. And that is if they go with the per vote formula.
Right.
So there's work to do. John participated in the discussion. Emily participated. I participated. So we had a strong showing. And I think we're going to come out of this with less cost than we anticipated. But it's still a challenge.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Okay. Anything else? All right. Let's have discussion and consideration of new business.
Oh, good.
And at this time, we'll have a presentation of appreciation for service for retiring Mayor Pro Tem Chuck Keener.
It is.
Step down to the front, Chuck.
Oh, yeah, I'm on a trip the last day.
Now, as all you all know, Chuck, wanted one of the little fish in our little thing, so we gave him a fish. Now, you cannot take this home with you, Nancy's already told me. But your fish will be down there in January, and that's what we're giving to you. And I appreciate the hard work and everything that you've done.
Opportunity for me to get a few things off my chest. During the past 11 years, I've worked on several projects around town, and every time we completed one, I would always say, I think my name should be on that one, or this one. Nobody ever took the hint. So I want to thank the town council, Nancy, the fish caretaker, for this nice gift. I appreciate it very much, and I really, really like it. Thank you so much. Tonight makes 120, over 120 town council meetings that I've attended. And during that same amount of years, I've attended over 450 committee meetings. So they say when you retire, you're not going to miss the work, you're not going to miss the time spent, you're going to miss the people. And that is so true with me. I have made a lot of good friends during those meetings, I'm going to miss seeing them on a monthly basis. I especially will miss working with the town council and the department heads. We have the greatest people working for Kiri Beach. We are so fortunate to have overqualified town hall and department heads. They could have left for higher paying jobs anytime, but they chose to stay and they put their heart into Kiri Beach. And I want to thank them for what they do above and beyond their jobs. I want to thank them also for what they've done for me during these years. I know and several times they've tried to make me look good, and I appreciate that sometimes. And finally, I want to thank my lovely wife for giving her cabana boy permission to get so involved over these years. And she has supported me and encouraged me every step of the way. And I love her and thank you for that. Thank you all very much. Where is Keys to the
Goal? Just an honor. And now, we'll have the administration and the oaths of office by Senator Tom Goolsbee and the assumption of the office per GS-160A-68 and 163-306. So, let's go. Where's our...
Are you, Mr. Mayor, ready to assume your oath of office again as mayor?
I am.
This fine town. Okay, if you would raise your right hand and repeat after me. I, Dean Lambeth.
I, Dean Lambeth.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support and maintain.
That I will support and maintain.
The Constitution and the laws of the United States.
The Constitution and the laws of the United States.
And the Constitution and the laws of North Carolina.
And the Constitution and laws of North Carolina.
Not inconsistent therewith.
Not inconsistent therewith.
And that I will faithfully discharge.
And I will faithfully discharge.
The duties of my office as mayor.
The duties of my office as mayor.
For the town of Kiri Beach.
For the town of Kiri Beach.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Okay.
I think the next is Craig.
Lozinski. Excellent job on that. Thank you, sir.
Oh, that was pretty good. Let's see, and I believe yours, we need to follow along with these right there in case there's a problem.
All
right. Would you place your left hand on the Bible, raise your right hand. I, Craig Lozinski.
I, Craig Lozinski.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support and maintain.
That I will support and maintain.
The Constitution and the laws of the United States.
The Constitution and the laws of the United States.
And the Constitution and the laws of North Carolina.
And the Constitution and the laws of North Carolina.
Not inconsistent therewith.
Not inconsistent therewith.
And that I will faithfully discharge.
And that I will faithfully discharge.
The duties of my office.
The duties of my office.
As commissioner for the town of Curry Beach.
As commissioner for the town of Curry Beach.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Congratulations. Thank you,
Craig.
Craig, do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support and maintain.
That I will support and maintain.
The Constitution and the laws of the United States.
The Constitution and the laws of the United States.
And the Constitution and the laws of North Carolina.
And the Constitution and the laws of North Carolina.
Not inconsistent therewith.
Not inconsistent therewith.
And that I will faithfully discharge.
And that I will faithfully discharge.
The duties of my office.
The duties of my office.
As commissioner for the town of Curry Beach.
As commissioner for the town of Curry Beach.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Congratulations. I believe that is the extent of my duties.
Well, thank you. Thank you. My pleasure. Senator Goolsbee, and if you'll stick around for a few minutes, we can have some refreshments.
That'd be wonderful. That'd be wonderful. Thank you all so much for letting me be here, Mayor and Town Council. It is always a pleasure to come down to my favorite town in New Hanover County. There you go. And my favorite mayor in New Hanover County. Wow. And it's just a pleasure to be down here. I'm out of place just across the border at the Pelican Watch, so it's always a pleasure to be down here with you good folks, and y'all run a wonderful town.
Thank you.
It's a model for New Hanover County and for our state, and it's just a pleasure to come down here and see meetings well run, a town well run, and just God bless you, and thank you for allowing me to represent you in the Senate.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you.
There we go. Thank you.
Oh, there's Ruthie. Okay.
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 Took 100 pictures.
There you go.
Okay. Well, now we have a little housekeeping to take care of. And I would like to congratulate Craig for being up here for the first time. Steve, congratulations for coming up again. And we're now going to vote for the mayor pro tem. And this is a council vote, and I nominate Craig Blazinski. Do I have a second?
I'll second that.
All in favor, signal by saying aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Congratulations. We have another council vote, and vote to appoint a building liaison commissioner. And I would also recommend that we use Mr. Craig Blazinski for that. Do I have a motion? Doug?
Well, you made a motion, right? So you're looking for a second?
Second. Yes, do I have a second?
What did you say, Emily? Couldn't hear you.
Correct me if I'm wrong, in our charter, is the mayor supposed to make motions?
Anybody can make a motion, right?
He can.
Yeah, anybody can make a motion.
He told me one time, no.
Oh.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. All in favor, say by saying aye. Aye?
Aye.
Aye. Is it what?
All opposed, that was three.
All opposed?
Aye.
Okay.
Okay.
Majority has it.
Two opposed.
Yes. Majority has it. So Craig is building liaison. Now we appoint to council two members to serve the Curry Beach, Carolina Sewer Authority. And right now I am one member, and Brother Hagler is the next member. So I would like to keep those.
I second that.
Okay. Vote to designate three county.
Do we have to vote for that? Do you have a motion to second?
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Thank you. We have to designate three town council banking signatories. And again, I would recommend that Mayor Pro Tem Craig is put in that position.
Craig, are you out of town during the day? Because I am. So that's one of the reasons both Steve and I didn't do it. Are you out of town as well?
No, I'm retired, so.
Okay, I wasn't sure. Okay.
That was the reason to make that appointment.
Yeah, I just want to make sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Well, we didn't vote yet.
What do we need?
What?
Need three signatories for.
Yes.
If somebody else want to do it, I'll be glad to. You want to be a signatory, Emily?
I'll make a motion to appoint Emily as third signatory.
As opposed to me?
Yeah.
I'm fine with that. Yeah. Cool, I'll second that. Nice. So if I understood the motion, it's the three of y'all, and I second that.
Oh. Okay, all in favor, signify by saying aye. Thank you.
There you go.
Assignment of department liaisons. Administration, Finance, Recreation will be me. Fire Department, Steve Pagley's got. Police Department, Emily's got. And Public Works, David's got.
Is that your motion?
No, that's my appointment.
Oh.
May I make a comment?
Yes.
Yes.
I would like to thank the council for giving me the opportunity to be your building inspections and planning and zoning commissioner for the last 2 years. I learned an awful lot from that position. Most of all, I'm very grateful to have had the opportunity to work with one of the most amazing, hard-working gentlemen I have ever worked with in my life. Meanwhile, I want to thank you, Mayor, for the biggest favor in the world.
You're welcome.
For 3 years, I have wanted to be police commissioner. And I
wonder where the policeman went.
I mean, I think every one of you would agree, we have the best police chief in the entire state. We have officers that just make this town absolutely so safe and so unbelievable to live in. And I am so glad that I am going to finally have this opportunity. So thank you very much.
You're Mayor. Welcome. You're welcome. I knew that's what you wanted. Okay, assignment of committee liaisons. I don't know where the street festival is at, so we'll put that one on hold. Shoreline access and parking, we'll have Steve Pegley take that. Community center, Craig will take. Joint committee chairperson, Craig will take.
Okay.
Marketing, Emily will take. Parks and Recreation, I'll take. Planning and Zoning Commission, Craig will take. Stormwater and Environmental, Emily will take. David, we're not trying to
No, I'm fine with that.
But as long as you're still in charge of the emergency management, nope. I think that's...
That's certainly fine.
Okay.
I appreciate it.
Review of town council appointments. Council of Government, Steve, you have that.
Mm-hmm.
Cape Fear Disability Commission is Dick Graham. Fort Fisher State Recreation Area Advisory is Craig Belinsky.
So this one's wrong? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
MPO Bicycle and Pedestrian, Al Sharp, who was appointed 4-7-12.
Right.
MPO Citizens Advisory, John Ellen, who was appointed 7-16-13. MPO Technical Coordinator is Nancy Avery. MPO Technical Advisor will be me. Tourist Development Authority, that's also me. Ports, Waterway, and Beach Commission will be Craig Blazinski. And last but not least, I have received a letter from Bobby.
So Jim knows about that, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I just want to make sure.
Yeah.
Can do, okay.
I have received a letter from Bobby Greer asking me to sign a letter for him that we would let them use seismic studies to allow the leasing of Atlantic offshore continental shelf before 2017 for offshore and oil and natural gas exploration. Now, this is the same seismic testing that they do when they're testing for windmills and everything else. So, if I can have your permission for that.
I'm not in favor, and I think that it should go to the citizens. We should have a public hearing before we would send a letter like that.
I agree. You want to make that motion?
I mean, did he have timing for that? Because, you know, this is one that should have went out on our newsletter or something if we think we're going to act on that in a December meeting. I mean, I don't know what his timing is required for that, but I think there's a lot of citizens that would be against this. I don't know where I am either way, actually, but I think there's a lot of citizens that would be very unhappy that the council said that they were in favor of this, because I think a lot of our citizens would not be, personally.
Well, and David, I've also invited a gentleman to come to our meeting next month to discuss this issue, because we did have a wonderful meeting down there at the aquarium, but I don't think all of the council members attended, and many of our citizens did not attend, so I agree with you.
I hope that the gentleman comes to the meeting so we can make sure that some of the lies that he told can be dispelled, okay?
Well, so I'm not saying that I'm for or against. What I'm saying is I don't think that the town has an opinion that the council should say this is the town's opinion, because I think that's what our job is.
Well, Bobby actually asked for my signature, and I brought it to y'all's attention, so... Yes, Gabby.
I think the council should consider that Dean was personally asked by the member to participate in
I understand that. They should, but that doesn't mean the council should say the town is in favor of this when I don't know that we know that.
Why would you personally not be in favor of it?
Because I think there's a lot of people in Cary Beach that would not want drilling off the coast of North Carolina.
The fact that he's going to be on that committee has nothing to do with yes or no.
It was
no. This is a letter asking to allow leasing. This isn't to be on the committee.
No, this.
You're welcome to be on the committee if that's what you're asking.
This was a letter to ask for permission to use seismic testing. That's all it is. It's not no leases, nothing.
No, that's not all it asked for, though. And it asked them to move up when leases would be available to before 2017.
Yeah, which they had already.
And the mayor speaks for the council and speaks for the town. And I mean, we went through this with a previous mayor. I don't believe the mayor should do that without permission from the council, the entire council, and input from the citizens.
Well, I don't think Dean's doing that. That's because he could have just signed it, so he brought it to council. I'm just saying that my belief is I don't think the council knows enough to sign a letter saying yes, we're in favor of this, because I don't know that that's what the citizens are. That's what I'm saying is, you know, it's asking you to sign for your city, saying that we want to do this. And one of the things that it says in the letter, we are also asking you to allow Atlantic OCS leasing before 2017. Furthermore, we understand that companies are prohibited from conducting any exploration and production activities in the Atlantic because the Atlantic Offshore Continental Shelf is not in the government's current five-year program for 2012 to 2017. Its inclusion further stymies jobs and revenue growth opportunities for our communities. Thus, we're asking you to allow Atlantic OCS leasing before 2017. So, I mean, I don't know, but I have a sense that most of the citizens in town, or over half of them, so if we said this is a democracy, we're supposed to represent the majority sometimes, would be against this. That's my sense. I don't know if that's true or not, but I don't think we do know, and so I don't think we should sign a letter when we don't know. I'm in favor of supporting stuff when we know, right? So when I say, yeah, I feel the sense of the community is we're in favor of that. This one is one that I don't think the community... I just don't know. I don't think they would be, but I could be wrong. I think we should ask them. I mean, what was his timing on when, if they've already acted, what's the push to get this done?
To show that all the local governments are in favor of letting them test for seismic activity so they can...
And drill.
They're not requesting drilling, Emily. They are not.
They're requesting a lease.
So?
And don't get a lease unless you intend to drill. But I am opposed also to seismic testing.
Well, then you're...
Well, I don't know that I'm opposed.
Your gentleman's going to be questioned when he gets here.
I'm opposed to sending a letter when we don't know what the citizens would want. That's what I'm opposed to.
There you go.
Right? And so I don't know how we get them to give us their feedback. But before, as a council, I would make a motion or vote or sign this letter, we should do that. That's all I'm saying. And so I'd make a motion we don't act on this. If you think it's important, then we should figure out how to get information out to the citizens and then have them give us feedback.
Okay. Do I have a second on the motion?
Second.
All in favor, signal by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
All opposed? No.
No. Okay. Sorry. So then what do y'all want to do moving forward? So which way did you go?
He went no. Three no's, two eyes.
So then that means you can sign it, right? Okay.
All right, thank you. Now, let's adjourn and have some refreshments.
So I just want to make sure, so Steve and Craig, was your vote that he can sign the letter, or was your vote that we don't have to get feedback? I want to understand.
My vote is that he can sign the letter.
Okay. And that was your vote, right? So you can sign a letter saying, okay, I just want to make sure.
We need a vote.
I know, right? Okay. To sign. The motion was to not sign.
Two signs. Two signs. To have a motion to adjourn.
I make a motion to adjourn. Or to have refreshments.